Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump says he and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for the coronavirus. NPR's Jen Newman reports Trump's overnight tweet was posted hours after he announced that his senior aide, Hope Hicks, had also tested positive for the virus.
Hicks recently traveled with Trump to Tuesday's presidential debate in Cleveland and to a Minnesota rally on Wednesday. The president's physician, Sean Connolly, says the Trumps will quarantine at the White House, but he expects the president to be able to carry out his duties while recovering. Although COVID-19 has claimed more than 207,000 lives in the U.S., many people who become infected show only mild or no symptoms. However, Trump is 74 years old, putting him at a higher risk of serious complications. For months, Trump has downplayed the severity of the virus and questioned the importance of wearing masks. Jen Newman, NPR News.
Trump's coronavirus news has weighed on the stock markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures are down about 1.5%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ index futures are down more than 2%. NPR's Scott Horsley says that is lower, but not dramatically so.
To put that in context, we've seen larger market swings in recent days as investors tried to game out the prospects for another round of coronavirus relief here in Washington. Certainly, this is another wild card as we approach the November election, as y'all have been saying, and uncertainty can add to the market's volatility. But so far, at least, the market reaction has been fairly muted.
NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. This news comes also as the Labor Department prepares to release its latest monthly reports on employment for September. The monthly unemployment rate for the United States currently stands at 8.4%. Job creation has risen sharply in the past few months, but tens of millions of Americans remain unemployed in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. With the future of abortion rights increasingly uncertain in the U.S., some states are taking steps to protect access to the procedure. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports New Jersey's governor is unveiling legislation today to guarantee abortion rights to residents of that state.
With the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, there's a growing possibility the U.S. Supreme Court could overturn the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. In New Jersey, Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is backing a proposal to codify Roe in state law.
We want to get out ahead of that. I hope to God that doesn't happen, but we don't want to take a chance that it could happen.
In recent years, several Republican-led states have moved in the other direction, passing laws that effectively ban abortion early in pregnancy. Some of those laws were intentionally crafted to incite a court challenge with the goal of ending up before the Supreme Court. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
This is NPR. The Democratic-led House has narrowly passed a new coronavirus relief bill worth about $2.2 trillion. No Republicans supported this, and it's not clear Republicans in the Senate will back it either. The legislation comes as more people lose jobs. United and American Airlines have furloughed more than 30,000 employees this week after federal relief aid expired. The European Union will impose sanctions on dozens of Belarusian officials who are accused of carrying out flawed elections and violence against pro-democracy demonstrators. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports the decision came after Cyprus agreed to drop its opposition at an EU summit.
In a move they promised weeks ago, EU leaders finally overcame Cypriot opposition and will impose asset freezes and visa bans on some 40 members of the Belarusian regime. The list does not include President Alexander Lukashenko. In an early morning press conference, EU Council President Charles Michel announced the long-awaited agreement.
It's very important to do what we had decided.
Michel says the EU is also working on other ways to support the Belarusian people. Cyprus wasn't against the Belarusian measures. It wanted more pressure on Turkey over its energy exploration in the Mediterranean and used the need for unanimity as leverage. Leaders agreed to threaten sanctions against Turkey if it doesn't follow international law on drilling rights in the disputed waters. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Again, our top story. President Trump says he and First Lady Melania Trump have contracted the coronavirus. The president's physician says the couple are both well at this time. This is NPR News.